As the latest COVID outbreak spreads across Victoria, people in the state have been hit with the all-too-familiar anxiety of entering another enforced lockdown. For casual workers and non-essential businesses like hairdressing and entertainment who are being forced to shut down for 7 days, it will mean time cut off from income. Small businesses are concerned they will struggle to stay afloat without government support packages for businesses and employees. The Wire's Talia Kraft has the story.
As Melbourne begins its fourth lockdown, hundreds of small businesses will be flung into enforced status. With many small businesses and casual workers being forced to shut up shop, this will be the first time they will have to endure the costs of being forced out of work without a government wage subsidy. Professor Roger Wilkins is an economist from the Melbourne Institute of Applied Economics and Social Research at the University of Melbourne. He says he's concerned that many small businesses who have been badly hit by previous lockdowns may not be able to survive another shutdown without financial support.
It'll be variable. So some businesses will in fact not survive this 1 week shutdown. They were already teetering on the edge, and this will push a certain number, an unknown number, probably not a large number, over the edge in the absence of some replacement of JobKeeper for this period. But I expect that most businesses, you know, will have some reserves, will have some ability to, you know, for example, increase their overdraft with their bank, or perhaps negotiate with their landlords if they're renting their business premises. It's always very difficult to generalise because the variety of circumstances out there is enormous. But there's no doubt that this will send some businesses out of business, in the absence of some government supports, we'll have, you know, more businesses failing than we would if the government does provide some support.
Professor Wilkins thinks the federal government should reinstate a targeted JobKeeper to support businesses struggling with a reduced income.
I think there's a very good case for targeted short-term support of that kind, and certainly I don't see, particularly if it's for a very constrained time frame, I don't think it needs to be restricted in terms of, the previous JobKeeper obviously excluded short-term casuals. I don't think that there's a need for that, particularly given that short-term casuals are probably amongst the most vulnerable workers in the community. Casual employees are disproportionately found in the industries that are being most adversely impacted by the lockdown, so in accommodation and food services and in arts and recreation. And so these are employees who, if they don't work, they don't get paid. And whereas, you know, obviously permanent part-time and full-time workers would generally expect to keep getting paid as long as they are not let go by the employer, whereas there's no such obligation on employers in respect of casual employees. So this is going to be quite an adverse economic shock for these casual workers. Again, you know, many of whom are actually living in a sense sort of hand to mouth. Now, a week without income can be quite devastating for a lot of casual employees in terms of their ability to pay for their essentials, you know, food, accommodation, and so forth. But again, you know, if it's only a week, most people will probably be able to ride it out. But the real question is, will this be over in a week?
Sam is a casual worker in a Fitzroy cafe in Melbourne's north. She says while she's still fortunate to have income from a second job in the beauty industry, the cuts to her shifts has been difficult.
I'm in a bit of a unique situation. So I do have another job that I predominantly work at. So I'll have a few hours from there that I'll be able to work at from home. But yeah, my weekend shifts got cut, which is like the extra money that sort of just like ties me over for the week. So I'm not like one of the people that will be like in a dire situation, but I am pretty stressed because, like, you know, money's money.
Sam says the uncertainty over when her cafe might reopen is stressful without the safety net of Gov financial support like JobKeeper.
My JobKeeper ended last year in September. So I was 6 weeks without any pay from any employment, which is obviously really difficult because I have things to pay for. I have a mortgage. Hopefully it's just not longer than 7 days.